There's a serious amount of mopping up ongoing up at the Linen Green. I want to speak to one of the proprietors there, Anita Ross. Anita, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Anita, you're the owner of the Boudoir Boutique, and I was looking at the pictures, and I'm looking at some that are up on Twitter at the moment. The water really hit you very badly. Are you beginning to get the place resurrected?
Well, we're trying our best. Whenever I arrived at the Linen Green yesterday, you know, it was just complete and utter dismay for a lot of the retailers. And a lot of them were in tears over, you know, the floods that had hit their stores. I suppose from some extent, our store was one of the luckier ones in so much that our actual shop front and where the customers would come to is on the first floor. So it was unaffected. However, our storeroom, which is located in the basement, was completely flooded with 2 feet of water and all of our stock down there destroyed.
Does that mean you're still able to trade, but you don't have any backup stock at the moment?
Yes. Well, basically, we have our main shop floor with all the stock on it, but all of our overstock is gone, whether that be, you know, our jewellery and watches and things like that, and all the other extra sizes that we would have in garments. So they were destroyed. I know some of the other retailers were hit that their main shop floor and their storeroom was all in the one level, and they were completely flooded. So they were left in a situation that everything's gone.
I presume that there's no trade at all today, or is there some trade up there?
There is some trade. I know the Boudoir is open today. Also, I think a few of the other stores are back and up and running again. Yesterday, everyone made every effort that they could to get the stores into some kind of order. And I know that we've all been rallying together to try and get the stores operational again, but it has been a very difficult few hours.
You must have been more than disappointed, annoyed or whatever yesterday when you saw that your car park was basically like a lake, and there was a culvert that was blocked, and the grills, it's a massive, we're talking about a massive overflow culvert. But according to the authorities, they'd actually cleaned that a few days ago, and there was so much debris coming down the river, it blocked again.
Well, Frank, I don't know. I think a full investigation needs to be carried out. This can't happen again. There's businesses down there that are going to be absolutely wiped out with this. The loss, you know, insurance will only cover so much and it'll not cover loss of earnings. So really there are businesses, there are people that are completely and utterly devastated. And, you know, for that amount of debris, I haven't seen, obviously I'm not, you know, sure of what was blocked or what wasn't, but, you know, it can't happen again. So they need to look into it further and make sure that we aren't faced in a situation in the future.
There must be an incredible hassle that goes with being flooded, whether it's your home or your business. You've got to do the immediate mopping up, and then you've got to do the costing, and you're waiting on the insurance people to come, and you're concerned about the smell that goes with flooding, and you're hoping that you're going to turn a pound and that people will be generous enough to make the effort to shop in those units in the run-up to Christmas to try and get people back on their feet. It's incredibly disruptive.
Unbelievably so. You know, it's what we were faced with. It was like a lake at the Linen Green. Whenever I arrived, I looked around and all the retailers had their goods, which they've worked hard for and bought, that they're going to sell it over the, you know, yesterday was supposed to be our first Sunday opening hours. And there was a day lost, and there'll be several days lost, just trying to get back onto our feet. They had their goods sitting out in the street destroyed. And, you know, at this point in the season, a lot of the products we can't get back in stock again because a lot of manufacturers have stopped production at this point because it's only 3 weeks until Christmas, so you won't be able to get that back for your customers. And the only thing we can hope is that the general public supports small independent boutiques like those located at the Linen Green and, you know, help with that. But it is devastating and there's so much work involved in trying to get a business back onto its feet after it's been hit with a flood like this.
Have you been flooded before? Is it prone to flooding, that area?
No, I've been in the Linen Green 6 years and never a flood of this magnitude has ever happened at the Linen Green. Every last retailer was affected. I think there was something like 31 retailers that their stores were hit. And as I say, you know, we were one of the lucky ones in so much that our shopfront is still fully operational. We are still able to have the general public into our store today. In fact, yesterday we would have been able to have them in, but it's the amount of manpower, the amount of work that's required to get the cleanup for our storeroom alone. You know, we've probably lost over £100,000 of stock, and it is devastating. And I know that some of the retailers, you know, they're not able to get the general public in yet. And I know they're making every effort to try and get that sorted as soon as possible. But it is difficult.
Well, let's hope they all get back on their feet, and yourself included, all guns blazing very, very soon. So disappointing for those 31, 32 business people in the Linen Green area. Anita, appreciate you coming on and let you get back to the hard work. Thanks, girl. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Anita Ross up at the Boudoir Boutique, one of the few outlets still operating up at Linen Green. And as I say, every good wish to them as they try to turn a pound on the countdown to Christmas.